Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Unfortunately, Mark VandenBosch is still on vacation, so I'm filling in for him today. I'm Tony Hoover, the marketing manager over at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. We have a great show lined up. We have Brian Hansen here, and he's going to talk about replacement windows and exterior doors. Just a little bit of housekeeping. You're listening to WHTC 1450 AM, the at-home show normal with Mark VandenBosch today with Tony Hoover, and you can catch us online, WHTC.com. How's it going, Brian?
Good. You, Tony?
I can't complain. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
That's coming up on Sunday, correct?
It is.
Awesome. Do you have any plans?
Clean around the house for my wife.
I thought it was supposed to be Father's Day.
Yeah, father does the work, I guess. No, nothing big.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. So we're going to talk about replacement windows and exterior doors on today's show. And just to get started, I mean, I always preface my building knowledge by saying I don't know a whole lot about the building industry. And today we're going to talk about replacement windows and replacement doors. So, Brian, the first question I have, what kind of replacement windows are even available right now?
Well, it really is a situation where there's a wide variety of replacement units available. You can do everything from what is considered a true replacement, where you actually leave the existing frame and you put like a pocket window into an existing opening.
Okay.
Really what this does is it helps if you don't want to change any of your siding or interior trim or any of that kind of stuff, but you still need to get new windows because of sash rots or just to upgrade your window glass to the more current low E type energy efficient windows to give you a new look in any of those type of things. Otherwise, if you are doing kind of a whole remodel on your house, remove siding and pull out the whole window unit and then replace it with a complete new replacement window, it is really considered a new construction window at that point. However, it helps solve those type of situations as well. So, and then there's also kind of a sash, a tilt sash fix where you can remove just the, if you have the old style windows where it goes just up and down, they don't tilt in.
Sure.
And you want to have those tilting options, you can just replace sashes and the hardware that goes along with it up to a more current where it will tilt in and tilt out. That is primarily with wood type windows. Vinyl windows, normally you do have to use the pocket window. So
fantastic. Now, you mentioned a couple different options as far as just how to do the actual replacement window. So if I'm just looking to, there's a one-off window in my home, what would your recommendation be as far as what type of window I should look for?
Normally, if you're changing just one window or part of your house or whatever, you want to match it pretty close to what you have existing.
Okay.
If you have wood, especially on the interior, we can get you, you can get windows that are still wood on the interior along with on the exterior, there are aluminum clad and vinyl cladding and fiberglass on the exterior.
Great.
Kind of match. Normally you match, you're more worried about what the exterior looks like because you can see the whole wall.
Gotcha.
To where on the inside, normally it's a room at a time type of thing, as long as you match with a room.
Gotcha.
But most people, I don't really suggest only doing like half house 1 year, half house the next year.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, hopefully we're going in the right direction with the economy.
Right on.
But unfortunately, sometimes window companies, suppliers, unfortunately do go out of business.
Or they discontinue certain styles.
Or they discontinue a style. And with that, then all of a sudden you come back to whoever you buy the windows from, and you can no longer get that style, and now you're kind of matching stuff that really is not really meant to go together.
Very cool. Thank you. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, if you have a question for Brian, you can reach us at 395-1450, 395-1450. Now, Brian, you were talking a little bit about, you mentioned, I should say, the different materials that make up replacement windows now. So can you just kind of give us a once-over on aluminum, vinyl, and what other kind of materials actually make a window?
Yeah, there's everything now from, I would say, majority of the people who replace, when they replace windows, they use vinyl these days.
Okay.
It's a maintenance-free, and when I say maintenance-free, there's no painting, staining, any type of material like that needs to happen. And they are very energy efficient in the sense of the new glass and stuff that comes in them is so much better than what you'd get even as early back as the early 90s and stuff. There's such a increase in efficiency with the low E that deflects bad sun rays and stuff of that nature. And most people, when they're replacing windows, really don't want to have to stain and paint windows.
But you would with a wood window.
Correct. If your style in your house is to either have stain or you have maybe a paint that's not white, then we can get wood windows. Mm-hmm. And on the exterior, it is a better idea to put either aluminum clad or vinyl clad.
Okay.
Most window companies are getting away from all wood on the interior and exterior, just from the fact that weather, especially in Michigan here, beats on these windows so bad.
Right.
That actually rots out the sashes and stuff.
Really? Now, you brought up the clad windows. So what exactly makes a clad window a clad window?
Well, the window is in and of itself is complete wood, but then on the exterior in the factory, they adhere either aluminum, which I can never pronounce properly.
That's okay.
Or vinyl, and this just protects it, like I said, from the weather.
Sure.
But it is truly a wood window, still a solid wood window.
Okay.
To where like vinyl, a true full vinyl window is hollow.
Oh.
So with that being said, if you have a on vinyl replacement, there can be some contracting and expanding with that vinyl because it does push in and out depending on how you insulate it, sometimes with the seasons.
Sure.
A lot of people, if you've had vinyl windows, you'll know in the spring and in the fall when the weather changes, you might get a little bit of a bow in the actual sash, or it might just not quite lock properly. And really, most time that settles out a couple weeks after the weather changes. You might have to adjust a lock or something, but normally it's not that there's something wrong with your window.
Now, how much play or give should I kind of expect in new replacement windows? And like you said, we live in Michigan. You know, the temperature and the weather can change within an hour, it feels. So how much give could I expect in a new replacement window?
Well, if you have weather coming into your house, there's something wrong. absolutely at no point on any type of new window should you ever be having true weather coming in.
Okay.
Rain, snow,
any of
that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it shouldn't be to that point. I would say the biggest thing is if we get winds in the 50 to 60 mile an hour range, I would say vinyl windows, if you stand by them, you'll probably feel some.
Okay.
Just a little bit in any of the creases that connect the two sashes together or on the edge of the frame. But for the most part, you should not feel weather coming into your house.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, for a lot of folks out there, you know, the economy is doing a lot better. People have some money to spend. But if you're like me and you're pretty cheap, and if I feel a little bit of weather coming in, I'm going to look to fix the problem before I buy new windows. How can I correct a little bit of weather coming in or feeling that breeze without necessarily having to replace a window?
Well, what I always tell a customer is I hate to put a Band-Aid on a problem.
Right.
If, you know, a year from now it's going to be more of a, you know, to where you have to fix it. So I would start by, if you have wood windows especially, check to see if any of the sashes or the frames are rotted.
Okay.
Just push on the window. If it feels soft, we're okay with that. If it feels soft, I would make sure that you don't.
Sure.
Just start putting add-ons or stuff. But we can go over that here in a minute if you'd
like. Fantastic. Cool. Well, you're listening to the At Home Show. 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Thanks, Brian. Good afternoon. You're listening to the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. This is Tony Huber filling in for Mark Vandenbosch, who's enjoying a wonderful family vacation. And I am joined with Mr. Brian Hansen. And Brian, we were talking about replacement windows, and hopefully we're going to get to replacement doors. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 395-1450. Again, that's 395-1450. And Brian, I don't know if you heard last week, but we had two of the lovely ladies from the Grand Rapids Parade of Homes on, and we gave away some tickets to the Grand Rapids Parade of Homes. And this week, we have two pairs of tickets to the Lakeshore Parade of Homes. So if you'd like to win a couple tickets, give us a call, 395-1450, for an opportunity to win two free tickets. But Brian, let's jump right back into it. We left the last break, and we were talking about some insulation tips for your windows. If you have older windows and you're just not ready to make the jump into replacing them, can you just kind of finish what you were talking about?
Yeah. I just really don't like to see people get, you know, think they're fixing a problem and find out that they're not. So, again, like I was saying, I would, if you have wood windows, if the sash or the frame, the wood feels soft, probably don't go too much into fixing, trying to repair it, because it's only going to solve the problem for a year or two before your windows are rotten and then you have to get new windows anyways. But also, we have a lot of people that come in to Zealand that have the actual glass defects.
Okay.
And there are things that can be done just to solve the glass. If every other part of the window is correct, still good, still sound, you can just have local glass companies come out and replace glass.
Okay.
Because normally what has happened is the ceiling around, the seal that's around the windows has just failed.
Okay.
It's let loose for whatever reason. And then air and water and other things get in there. So you can just replace the glass if everything else is good. And then you're back to good standing with your window. However, normally when they replace it these days, they are going to put low E in there. So you might want to get everything on the same wall done so it all kind of looks the same.
Okay.
Because low E does look different than just your clear IG, which insulated glass, which they had probably from late 80s back.
Sure. And for those of us that aren't in the industry, what is low E?
It's a coating that gets put on the inside of the window. Inside of the glass, there's actually normally two panes of glass on any new window.
Okay.
And on the inside of each pane, they put a coating, which actually deflects any type of bad rays off of the house.
Oh.
Normally, like, for example, if you had wood flooring and you had clear glass, you would have a stain spot where you have, like, your couch and
any
of that kind of stuff if you didn't move it on a regular basis.
Sure.
To where most time this low E will get rid of any ultraviolet rays, any of the bad stuff, but still let heat in that heat your house and insulate your house and stuff of that nature and still let sunlight in. It does not, for the most part, turn your house, like, dark by any means.
Yeah, okay.
You might tell a little difference, but not a lot.
Gotcha.
They do make special glass if you do want to make your house darker for whatever reason, maybe in your master bedroom, so the sun's not waking up in the morning. They do make special sun glass that actually darkens your house.
I gotcha. Now, Brian, when I was a kid, I remember at my parents' house there was always condensation on the windows. Can you just talk about, like, is that a problem? Should we be concerned if we see condensation on our windows? Exactly what is it?
Again, this is something that we get people that come in and they feel as though there's something wrong with the windows. And unfortunately, most time it's the humidity level in your house.
Okay.
And you will see this, especially again in the spring and in the fall when the weather changes. Sometimes you got to put a humidifier, or if you have one on your furnace, change the level on it just to accommodate the weather that's going on outside and that's coming up against it. For the most part, nothing is wrong with your window if the glass or if the water is on the outside of your glass,
okay,
which means where you can wipe it off.
Okay.
Okay. Normally, that is some type of humidity level issue within your house.
Okay. So if I'm seeing inside, I'm seeing a little bit of water, a little bit of condensation on the glass itself. I don't need to be concerned.
I would be concerned to the point that you do want to make sure that you adjust your humidity levels in your house.
Okay.
Because you do not want that condensation building up, especially on wood windows, because it can create mold.
All right, wow.
And mold you can wash off with equal parts bleach and water on your vinyl, and you can do it on wood. It's just it soaks into the wood
right.
further than it does on a vinyl window. It just sits on the frame of it, and you can just wipe it off.
Gotcha. Now, I know that windows used to be single pane. Is it pretty standard now that we have, you know, double pane glazed windows?
Yeah, we can't even... we can only get replacement sashes for older windows with and a sash is the part that moves. That's the only way we can get single glazing. We can't even, with any of our window lines, get single glazing anymore. It's all double pane glass. With you can still get clear glass, but for the most part, it's low-E.
Low-E, yeah.
And double pane glass. And there's even triple pane out there right now, or out there.
Right, and I'm assuming that the more panes, a little pun there, the more panes in a glass, I mean, it starts to reduce... Really, the energy loss, is that fair to say?
There is still some, I guess, debate on how much you actually gain from three pane, triple pane, they call it. They have triple pane glass. Most time, you're going to be really, really well off if you just get a double pane, low E, and add the argon gas, which is which holds in your heat or keeps it out, whichever
sure.
you're trying to accomplish. And for the money, you really don't need to go the triple pane. You won't see that savings for a long, long time.
Gotcha. Very cool. Now, going back to just, you know, starting on window mist, really, you know, when I was a kid, my parents always used to put the clear plastic wrap on a window. I mean, is that still something that happens? Is it still something I need to do?
If you do it in the winter, that's okay. My main thing is I would actually make sure that you take it off in the spring because you can hold heat in between there.
Oh, wow, okay.
In between that and the window, and actually that will cause more water damage than
awesome.
What you're saving money on.
We have one more break. We're going to talk about windows and hopefully get to doors. You're listening to the At Home Show on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station. Good afternoon. You're listening to the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Tony Hoover, filling in for Mark Vandenbosch, who's on family vacation. But I'm joined with Brian Hansen.
Hello.
How's it going?
Awesome.
Great. We've been talking a lot about windows, so we're going to switch it up towards the end, and we're going to talk about exterior doors. And, Brian, that's something you know quite a bit about. Let's just start with the question. I have an old door in my home. I want to replace it. What do I need to look for? I just want to improve the look of the thing.
Yeah, there's quite a few different options, but we'll just leave it real, real vague.
Great.
In the sense of most people these days use fiberglass doors, especially on your front door. They have most companies have a lifetime warranty at the very minimum, a 25-year warranty, and they're not going to do the denting that you get from like a steel door. They won't the maintenance on them they're quite a bit easier to paint and to get stuff to adhere to them. You can also get the wood grain look and not have the actual wood door that
okay.
again the weather might destroy. They actually they've come a long ways and they actually look real close to a wood door. The fiberglass grain do, and then also a lot of times it's just, hey, I'm sick of looking at this same six panel front door that my house has had since 1980.
Exactly.
And again, you can, a lot of times if the frame is still good on the door,
mm-hmm.
you can actually just change out what they call the slab, which is the part that moves.
So the slab is just the door itself.
Yes, just the door, door slab, however you want to word it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times we can come out and get measurements, or you can bring us measurements at Zeon or any other place, and we can actually just get you a new design slab. And then also another option, if you have a door and you say, man, this thing's got this clear glass in it, I'd like a little glass in there, we can actually just change your glass out.
Really?
Most doors. There are some that are flush glazed, which means the glass is part of the actual door. But normally, if you look around, you'll see this piece of plastic that is not probably very nice looking after about 20 years.
Yeah.
It's discolored. And we can actually get new door lights from actually a local distributor in Zealand.
Okay.
And just spruce up your look a little bit.
So you don't necessarily have to buy a whole new door.
No, if your frame's good, I would not normally suggest that. I would actually suggest getting a
just a slab.
And if your existing door and everything is good but it leaks a little bit, there is weather stripping that we have or that we can get you in contact with. And you just reseal your door, or most time there is a universal type fix at your local hardware stores, and also door pads, just different things. But I would say get a hold of, you know, preferably us, but if not, at least someone who can help out with doors, and there are a lot of options out there.
Great. Now, you kept saying that if everything is good but the slab. So how do I know if I can get away with just the slab or if I need to, like, replace the entire thing?
Again, I would do it just the same as a wood window. If you push on the jamb itself, which is the frame, and it is soft or obviously split, deteriorating at the bottom. Normally, again, bottom is where you're going to have that because the water has sat up against it. So if that's deteriorated, then you will need a new frame.
I understand. Now, a buddy of mine lives in an older home in Grand Rapids, and he said he wants to replace his front door, but he has his heart set on wood, on a wood front door. For those of us out there that have older homes that love the look of wood, what are some of the pros and cons of having a wood door?
Well, the first thing I would say is make sure you have an overhang. If you do not have an overhang on your window or on your door, you will not want to put a new wood door there. It needs to be protected from the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and similar to wood windows, a wood door will expand and contract with hot, cold, and heat. Correct.
Correct.
So, how much? Again, a question we posed to windows. Now we're going to turn it to doors. Like, how much expansion contraction should we be ready for?
Well, most newer style doors and even the wood doors, there are some adjustments on the sills or whatever the case is, and that you can tighten it up. I would say, again, if weather's coming into your house, you have a problem.
Exactly. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day. Again, this is the At Home Show on 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station.